to continue our sermon series in Romans.
今天我们继续我们的那个罗马讲道系列。
Today the passage will be Romans chapter 7 verse 1 to 6.
第七章第一节到第六节。
Romans chapter 7 verse 1 to 6, I'll read in English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. Romans chapter 7. Or do you not know, brothers and sisters, for I'm speaking to those who know the law, that the law is Lord over a person as long as he lives? For a married woman is bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives. But if her husband dies, then she is released from the law of the marriage. So then, if she is joined to another man while her husband is alive, she will be called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is free from that law. And if she is joined to another man, she will not be an adulteress. So my brothers and sisters, you also died to the law through the body of Jesus Christ, so that you could be joined to another, the one who is raised from the dead, to bear fruits for God. For when you were in the flesh, the sinful desires aroused by the law were active in the members of our body to bear fruit for death. But now we've been released from the law because we have died to what controlled us, so that we may serve in the new life of the Spirit and not under the old written code. So be peace to you, brothers and sisters.
兄弟姐妹们平安。
Are you awake? Peace to you, brothers and sisters. You should reply, and also with you. Let's try this again. Peace to you, brothers and sisters. Okay, peace to you. Okay. Now today I'm going to share something that is really very simple.
今天我要和大家分享的东西其实是非常简单。
But even though it's very simple, but it is like fire.
虽然很简单，它好像火。
It is like fire because it's full of power, but also highly, highly dangerous.
它充满了能力，但是它也是非常的危险。
So, I need all of you. I need your full attention.
我需要大家全神贯注。
So, what is this very simple thing? First thing first, there is a simple truth.
首先就是一个很简单的事实。
And this simple truth is that you are no longer bound by the law.
就是你不再被律法捆住。
And this is repeatedly expressed in many different forms in our passage today.
这个在我们今天的经文里不断的被重复。
In verse 2, it tells you that you are released from the law.
第二节说到脱离了律法。
Verse 3 says you are free from the law.
第三节也同样的说到脱离了律法。
And verse 4, he calls it died to the law.
第四节在律法上是死了。
Then verse 6 repeats the same phrase, released from the law.
第六节也是说到脱离了律法。
So specifically, it means in a very specific way that we are no longer subjected to the laws of Moses.
也就是说我们不再受摩西的律法的那个之下。
Now, to the immediate context, those Romans Christians, they will understand it this way.
在罗马当时的那个基督徒他们的背景就是这样。
But if you were to understand the reasoning behind this, why we are no longer under this law?
如果你了解到那个我们不在这个律法之下，这个当时那个原因，
then you see that actually because of this reasoning, the implications is actually much bigger than just the laws of Moses.
它的影响会比那个摩西的律法的更大。
Because the reasoning that Paul uses is death.
因为保罗所用的理由就是死亡。
What he means is that in our baptism,or rather, when we commit ourselves to Christ,
就是说我们在我们的洗礼，或是我们当我们对基督做出承诺的时候，
that's the moment when we are in union with Christ by faith.
我们就是通过那个信和基督那个联合。
And this union, it means that spiritually speaking, Christ's death therefore means our death as well.
从这个灵性的角度来说，基督的死也就是造成了，也就是我们的死。
And therefore, in the eyes of God's law, we are dead.
在上帝的律法里，我们是死的。
And therefore, the law can no longer do anything to the dead.
而律法对死无能为力。
That is the moment we have been freed from its domain, from the domains of law.
这就是我们摆脱律法的那个时刻。
And I say that there will be dramatic implications because you must understand that this entire process It's a spiritual process. It's a spiritual matter.
这整个过程是一个属灵的那个问属灵的事情。
And there is a spiritual transformation of our status before God.
我们的那个在上帝面前的身份有了属灵的那个转变。
This means that this is how God now currently sees all of us. This is God's current perception of us.
这是上帝在目前如何看我们。
And this is actually our current official status before Him.
这是我们在他面前现在所处的那个位置。
And so therefore, in my earlier sermon, I declared to all of us that now we have peace with God. We have this peace. We are okay with God.
所以在我较早的讲道，我宣告我们和上帝已经和好。
And because of this, because this is entirely about we and God, it will go beyond just the laws of Moses and beyond just about the Jewish people.
它也超越了那个摩西之约和那个犹太人民。
We who are Gentiles before God are also free from God's wrathful judgment.
我们在这些在上帝面前的外邦人也从上帝的愤怒审判中被解脱出来。
Because spiritually and legally speaking, and in the eyes of God, we are now dead. We are free.
因为从灵性上或者律法上来说，我们都是死的。
We are free because there can no longer be any further conviction or punishment that is beyond death.
因为我们不会再有任何的被定罪或者超越那个死亡的惩罚。
In the eyes of God, we are now free to go.
在上帝眼中，我们可以自由的离开。
If you do not know, now is actually in the prayers. Not in the prayers, but it is now the season for PSLE.
现在是小六会考的时期。
Last week was PSLE oral exam on Thursday and Friday.
上个星期，星期四、星期五是小六会考口试。
If you are a primary six student in Singapore, you are obligated, therefore, to take the exams.
如果你是在新加坡的一个小六年级的学生，你必须参加这个口试。
But what if you are suddenly, you suddenly change your citizenship?
但如果你突然间转换你的那个国籍
，and you transfer out of local schools，
你转出那个本地的学校
，suddenly you will be freed from this obligation。
突然之间你摆脱了这个责任。
Let me check to see any of the P6 kids suddenly their eyes starts to sparkle。Maybe you are thinking, maybe I shouldn't be a Singaporean anymore.
这些小六生可能会觉得我可能不要再做新加坡人了。
Now, sorry to dash your hopes, but even if you are not a Singaporean, you still have other international exams to take, like what they call the IB primary.
对不起如果你不是一个新加坡人的话，但是你还有其他国际的那个文凭要去考。
But anyway, just now imagine a scenario.
你想象一个情况。
When suddenly there's just no more PSLE.
突然之间不再有小六会考。
There is no more time of judgment.
没有那个审判。
Now, to be fair, the exams by themselves, PSLE or whatever, just like the Jewish law, it is actually not the main issue with them.
这个会考本身和那个犹太的律法并不是那个主要的问题。
In fact, we can say that exams or laws by themselves, they are good. Exams, for example, they are good in spelling out what is exactly the knowledge that students should strive for.
事实上考试让那学生去求知识。
But it is nonetheless a standard.
但它是一个标杆。
And as a standard, it can unwittingly become a tool to use to punish, for example, to punish maybe the lazy or any form of human weaknesses.
但是这个标杆可以在不知不觉中成为一个工具来惩罚那些懒惰的人。
And it is even worse if it's very competitively used, for example, as a benchmark between the have and the have-nots.
更糟糕的是，若它被当来用成那些一个竞争的标杆来比较那些有和没有之间。
But suppose if one day the exams are suddenly gone.
假设有一天那个考试突然间不用再考试了。
Just imagine it, even you know it's just a dream.
虽然你知道这只是梦想。
You're like, I'm set free from judgment time.
我已经脱离了这个审判。
I think that for many of the older primary school kids, maybe they feel that, hey, my life has just been redefined.
可能对很多年纪较大的小学生，他们的生命将会是重新被定义。
And for such a transformation, how can it happen? What is the transformation for such a situation?
对于这种情况的转变
，Paul uses death as the explanation.
保罗用死亡来做解释。
Because death has the same effect.
因为这个死亡有同样的效果。
It will make you free from your original obligations.
它让你摆脱了原来你所负的责需要负的责任。
Because death changes everything.
因为死亡改变了一切。
But I say from the beginning that Paul's theology is also highly, highly dangerous.
但是我一开始就说到保罗的神学是非常危险的。
Because I think that the worries of his opponents, they are actually quite justified.
我认为他的对手的担忧是非常有道理的。
Because such freedom, as you can imagine from my analogies, freedom can easily become lawlessness.
因为这种自由很容易变成无法无天。
Some parents or some educators might be thinking already.
有些家长或者教育工作者已经开始在想。
If there are no more tests, no more exams, there'll be chaos.
如果没有测验，也再没有考试的话，将会非常混乱。
Kids will be wasting their life away.
孩子们将会浪费自己的人生。
Watching TV or playing computer games all day long, they won't stop.
从白天到晚上都在看电视或者玩电脑游戏。
In the same way, it's imaginable that if people are no longer under the law,
同样的，我们可以想象，如果人们不在律法的管辖之下，
then sin and evil it will run rampant.
那么罪恶和邪恶将横行。
And this is exactly the quarrel that Paul had with his Jewish leaders.
这真是保罗和犹太人领袖之间的那个争吵。
And if you remember the quarrel that I did with between Paul and the Jewish leaders. The Jewish leaders, yes, they may have taken all the negative consequences to an extreme.
那个犹太人领袖可能把那个负面的结果极端化。
And they did that in order just to scandalize Paul's teachings.
他们主要的用意是要诋毁保罗的那个教导。
But nonetheless, I think it's a legitimate concern as well.
但是我觉得它是一个值得担忧的事。
Especially to many who may cherish the necessity of laws.
尤其是那些许多珍惜律法的。
So let me be clear on this.
让我明确的再说。
Freedom from the law is not lawlessness.
脱离律法并不是无法无天。
I say again, freedom from the law is not lawlessness.
我再说一次，脱离律法并不是无法无天。
To understand this,Therefore, we must understand Paul's original analogy fully.
要理解这一点，我们必须明白保罗原来所用的那个比喻。
The reason the detractors of Paul misinterpret him because they think of divorce as the metaphor.
保罗的批评者曲解了他，是因为他们看到保罗用了离婚这个比喻。
不是看到，他们以为 okay,
他们以为保罗用了离婚这个比喻。
It's as if like Paul is divorcing himself from the law.
就好像保罗要把自己脱离律法。
And he's advocating that therefore we can go wild with anything that is against the law.
而且主张我们可以尽量的去反对那个律法。
But it is not a divorce, it is a remarriage.
但它是一个重婚而不是离婚。
重婚和再婚啊？
再婚啊？再婚。
再婚啊 ？Okay, not sure. Get the right translation in your own head. Okay. Now, I say again, so I repeat, it is a remarriage, not a divorce.
它是一个再婚，不是离婚。
Because, and I'm repeating myself here because Paul actually explains this metaphor once in verse 4, then he repeats himself again, also again in verse 6.
其实保罗在第四节解释了一次，同时在第六节他又再解释多一次。
So in verse 4 he says, Oh, so my brothers and sisters, you also died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you can be joined to another.
我的弟兄们，这样说来，你们借着基督的身体，在律法上也是死了，叫你们归于别人。
To the one who is raised from the dead to bear fruit to God.
就是归于那从死里复活的，叫我们结果子的神。
Verse 6 he repeats himself.
第六节他在重复。
He says, we have been released from the laws because we have died to what controlled us.
但我们既然在捆我们的律法上死了，现今就脱离了律法。
Then he said, so that we may serve the new life in the spirit, not under the old written code.
叫我们服侍主，要按着心灵的新样。
So the matter of the metaphor of death is actually about a remarriage to Christ.
这个死亡的比喻其实是在指来形容与基督再婚，
结婚给耶稣。Okay, yeah. In fact, this release from the law is only possible because we can. Why? How can we be released from the law? Only because there is this union to Christ.
只有通过与这个基督的联合，才能够脱离那个律法。
So let's be clear. Without the union, there is therefore no death.
没有这个联合就没有死亡。
And if there is no death, then we have to be still under the law.
如果没有死亡，我们仍然在那个律法之下。
But if we are in union with Christ,
但如果我们与基督联合，
we will then therefore must go beyond death.
我们会超越死亡。
We are now resurrected in order to bear fruits to God.
我们复活以结果子给神。
So let us not forget that who is this Lord and God?Our Lord Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of the law.
让我们不要忘记，我们的主耶稣基督是律法的那个实现。
And therefore, freedom of the law from the law will never be lawlessness.
所以脱离了律法，并不是那个无法无天。
Now, if this is a remarriage,
如果这是一个再婚，
then it's important for us to say, so is there any difference between these two relationships before and after?
这两个关系有什么分别呢？
If your conclusion is that, well, we have to be law abiding, whether it's before and after, we have to be law abiding in both the relationships, then, well, seems like there's no difference.
如果在这两个关系里面，我们都必须守那律法，那么它没有什么不一样。
And if you do fail to understand this, well, whether before or after, you will be equally just as legalistic and just as judgmental as a Christian.
如果你不明白这一点，那么你将和一个墨守成规和武断的基督徒一样。
But if this is a new covenant,
但这是一个新约，
then of course there is actually significant differences.
当然有显著的那个不一样的地方。
Now the essence of the law by itself remains the same.
律法的本质仍然是一样的。
Because the essence of the law is about God's will, and God's will does not change.
本质就是上帝的旨意，而上帝的旨意从来就不会改变。
He continues to see what is life-giving, that is something that is in order and in abundance as good.
他继续把有秩序和丰富的生命赋予当成是好的。
But the way it has been transformed is that the way the law is now fulfilled is been transformed.
但律法的实现的那个方式已经转变。
Because now we fulfill the law by being in union with Christ.
在和基督联合的情况下实现。
Now, if you sin in the old covenant, that will lead to death.
在旧约里，如果你犯罪，会导致死亡。
But now we are in union with Christ.
但现在我们与基督联合。
And Paul says, when there is sin, grace will abound even more.
而保罗说，当有很多罪的时候，恩典将会更多。
And therefore, because there's so much grace, we can always get to just turn back, try again.And then try it together with Christ.
因为有这么多的恩典，我们能够回头再尝试，并与基督一起尝试。
Or let's use an agricultural analogy since we are talking about bearing fruits.
或者我们用一个那个农业的来做比喻。
Now imagine yourself, you were previously working in an old field.
你想象你以前在一个旧的那个田地工作。
And in that field.It is a very punishing field. It will punish you for every failure.
是一个非常很有惩罚性的，因为你每次的失败都会，那田地都会惩罚你。
But hey guys, now we're working in this new field.
那我们现在来到一个新的那个田地工作。
It is a field where all your mistakes will be forgiven.
你所有的那个错误都会被原谅。
And what is more, whatever that you are seeding, whatever you are plowing, you are now doing it with Jesus Christ.
更重要的是，你和耶稣一起播种和亩地。
And you know that in this field, if you do try, you know you will bear fruits.
你知道，如果你尝试，你将会结果。
If you do see these two fields clearly, then you know that is exactly what is so amazing about grace.
如果你能够清楚地看到这两个田地的话，你就会知道为什么恩典是如此的美好。
Now, as the pastors are preparing for this sermon series on Romans,
在教牧们准备这个罗马系列的讲道的时候
，and as we were preparing, we came to this turning point, very important turning point that is Romans chapter 5-8.
他们在到第五章到第八章的时候，来到一个转折点。
And we were as we were preparing this, we had a wish.
他们有一个愿望。
We had a wish that our Jubilee community will also experience this turning point.
他希望喜年堂的群体也能够经历这个转折点。
A turning point in how we live our lives.
如何活出自己的生命。
I hope that we also have this turning point because it is a very natural response to God when you see what is this grace, when you fully appreciate the grace of God.
这个转折点是当你完全了解上帝的恩典的时候，你对上帝的一种自然的反应。
I have three words as a response.
我有三个字作为回应。
Make it count.
要珍惜。
Make it count.
要珍惜。
This grace has been freely given to you.
这恩典是白白赐给你的。
And so it's a gift of a new life.
这是一个新的生命的礼物。
Make it count.
要珍惜。
Back to the PSLE analogy.
我们再回到那个小六会考的比喻。
Okay, so now, no more exams.
没有会考。
No more judgment day.
再也没有世界末日。
Not so bad.
对小学生。
But, so, does it mean that therefore, I will now waste my life away? Does it mean that you waste your life away?
是不是说你可以就浪费你的生命呢？
I've never heard before of a special calling to be a bum.
我从来没有听过这个特别的呼叫，叫你成为一个流浪汉。
So, there is this grace from God.
有这个从上帝而来的恩典。
Make it count.
你要珍惜。
Make it count means that now you are dead to your old self.
就是说你的旧我已经死了。
Make it count. Don't be like the Israelites, you know, who yearn after Egypt after their liberation from them. They leave, but yet they keep looking back.
不要像那些被解放后却又向往埃及的那些以色列人。
Yes, your new life may not be easy.
对，你的新的生命可能不容易。
But it will always be better than the hopelessness from the old life.
但那比以前那个绝望的生命肯定会更好。
So make it count.
所以要珍惜。
Make it count when sometimes in our old self we do things from the wrong meanings.
有时候我们做事的出发点是不对的。
We study for exam sake.
我们为考试的缘故而学习。
We obey because there is the legal consequences.
我们为律法的缘故服从。
Sometimes we do things for the wrong reasons.
有时候我们的出发点是不对的。
Well, I'm telling you now is no longer about the law.
已经不再有关于律法了。
How do you make it count?
你如何去珍惜这个呢？
Now we live because life-giving. We want to be life-giving with no more strings attached.
我们要赋予生命，并不带任何的条件。
People will tell you, oh, you must do this, you must do that because you are a Christian.
人们可以告诉你，你必须做这个，必须做那个，因为你是一个基督徒。
You must say, no, it's not because I'm a Christian.
你必须说不是因为我是一个基督徒。
There are no strings attached.
没有任何附加条件。
I do good because I love to be like Christ.
我为善是因为我要像基督。
Make it count.
要珍惜。
You can make it count because now you have a comforter and an enabler in the Holy Spirit.
你现在有一个安慰者，有一个圣灵的推动者。
Whenever you are tired.
如果你累的时候
You'll be spurred by the Spirit.
你会被激励。
Whenever you feel weak,
当你感到软弱的时候
You will be strengthened by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会加添你力量。
So now you have freedom.
现在你有那个自由。
And you want to live making the grace count.
你要好好的珍惜那个恩典。
I want to share something as an encouragement to you.
我要和大家分享一些激励的东西。
John Calvin shared this thing about something about bearing fruits to Christ.
吉尔文分享到这个和上那个结果子给上帝的有关这个的著作。
He wrote something that is in support of a theological understanding, and this theological understanding, technically we call it double justification.
他写了一些来支持那个 double
双重的称义。
双重的称义的。
称义。
称义。
Now first, he talks about justification by faith alone.
开始要说到那个因信称义。
That one we are very familiar.
那个我们大家都非常的熟悉。
Then he wrote something about justification of the works.
接着他说到那个因行为称义。
或者行为也能够行那个行那那个行行行为被称义那个行为 itself 称义 okay. So what did John Calvin say?
加尔文说了什么呢?
He says, when we have been forgiven of our sins,
当我们的罪被赦免,
he says the good works from us that follows,
他跟着而来的那个善功,
they will have a value that is very different from its merit by itself.
他的价值和他本身的那个所值的不一样。
Because whatever is perfect in them originally.
原来在里面的那个
imperfect in them.
原来的不完全。
They will all be now be covered by the perfection that is in Christ.
都在基督里，被基督的那个完全所掩盖。
And all the blemishes and pollution from your works.
一些的那个不圣洁。
They will all be wiped away by the purity of Jesus Christ.
都被基督的圣洁所涂抹。
And when therefore all your works that is come before God,
所以在你所有的工作到那个上帝面前的时候，
it will as if it is done by Christ, it is perfect.
就好像是好比是基督所做的是完全的。
And you must understand this because previously when we do the things that we do, we cannot offer them because it is not acceptable to God.
你要知道，我们以前所做的，不能够献上给上帝，因为是不被悦纳的。
Because of the guilt of our sins.
因为我们的罪。
But now all this has been wiped away.
但这些都被涂抹掉了。
And we do everything in union with Christ.
我们所做的都和上，我们和所做都跟上帝是结合在一起的。
And therefore, because everything is done in union with Christ, wherever we offer, they will be deemed as righteousness.
就我们所做的是和上帝结合的，所以会被悦纳。
Can you imagine how beautiful this is when this is the life that we now have?
你可以想象这个我们现在有的这种生命是多么的美好的吗？
Everything you do is perfect.
你所做的都是完全的。
It will be counted as righteousness before God.
会被算为义。
So make it count.
要珍惜。
Now, just because all these works are now perfect, it doesn't mean, therefore, now we are justified by works. No.
不是说这些工作已经被完全了，所以我们的工作在上帝面前是称义。
It's not that because we must understand the original foundation of all this.
因为必须明白原来的那个它的基础。
The reason why everything now that we do can be accepted by God, it is because of the original forgiveness from God.
为什么现在我们所做的都能够被悦纳，是因为得到上帝的原谅。
And because there is now forgiveness and peace with God,
所以现在有得到上帝的原谅，并和上帝和好。
Whenever God looks upon us and all our works,
当上帝看我们的工作，
and it will all be counted as righteousness.
都会被算为义。
All that we do will be perfect and good before God.
我们所做的都是完全的。
Now, this is why I think that this before and after relationship is entirely different.
所以这就是我所谓的这个之前和之后的这个关系是完全不一样的。
The works that we do under the law and the life that we now live in Christ, they are entirely different.
我们在律法下的工作和我们在上基督内的生命是完全不一样的。
I want to share with us why this life is so different.
我要大家分享为什么这个生命是如此的不一样。
Before the life that we live, we try to fulfill the law out of fear of punishment.
在之前我们的生命我们是因为害怕那个律法的惩罚。
But Jesus do things differently.
但耶稣的处事非常不一样。
Jesus used love to bring us back.
耶稣用爱把我们带回来。
And this love is the exact antidote for sin.
这个爱就是那个罪的那个克星。
And love is what would therefore must be the one that gives us this strength when we now live.
这个爱就是那给我们那个生命的力量。
You know why love is so powerful?
你知道为什么爱这么的有能力吗？
You know why love is so different from the law?
你知道为什么爱和律法这么大的不同吗？
Because love allows us to transcend ourselves.
因为爱能让我们超越自己。
We now live like this not because we are good enough.
我们现在的生活不是因为我们很好。
We live not because now, I'm good enough or I'm not good enough. It's not that anymore.
不再是我们现在已经很好或者我现在不好。
We now live like that because God is good enough.
我们现在这样的生活，这样的生命是因为上帝是好的。
So, why do we sin in the past?
为什么我们过去要犯罪呢？
We sin in the past because we keep putting ourselves as the center.
因为我们把自己放在我们把自己以自己为中心。
And when you do that, God cannot be God.
当你这样做的时候，上帝不能够成为你的上帝。
But love will transform us.
但爱能够转变我们。
Love let us see that actually God is the center of our life.
爱让我们看到上帝才是我们的中心。
And to know that in order to grow and change and transform, we need God's guidance and God's life giving to us.
我们需要上帝的引导并和灌溉。
And when love therefore now motivates us and overwhelms us,
当爱充满我们的时候，
we will be able to go beyond our selfish desires.
我们能够超越我们那个原来那个的私欲，
and we can let the Holy Spirit and God's word to now guide us and speak to us.
就让主的话语引导我们。
I believe this is why this new life is so different.
我相信这就是为什么的新的生命是这么样的，这么的不一样。
Because our life now is nourished and motivated by love.
因为我们现在的生命是被由爱来激励的。
This is a life that will never dry up.
这个爱是永远，这个、生命是永远不会干枯。
And it will always therefore bear fruits.
它会一直的结果实。
Love makes us go beyond ourselves.
爱让我们超越了我们自己。
So there was this death to the law.
有这个律法下死。
And there is this new life that is in Christ.
有这个新的生在基督下新的生命。
Maybe now you are very motivated.
或者你现在已经感到非常的被激励。
After listening to all this, can I get an amen from all of you? Is it? Do you want this new life? Can I say? Amen. Yeah.Live this life. Maybe I want to share one way. You say, okay, now I'm going to live. Okay, how? Maybe that's what you are thinking of.
我如何的过这个新的生命呢？
One way is to think of yourself like a king.
其中一个方法就是把你自己当作是一个国王。
Or maybe like a governor or prime minister of a state.
或者当作是这个总理。
How do you govern?In your little kingdom,
你如何管理你的那个自己那个小小的王国呢？
Who has supreme authority in your kingdom?
谁有那个完全的主权呢？
I started thinking like this because now is election time.
因为现在是大选时间，所以我开始有同样的想法。
Because every minister helms a GRC.
因为每个部长都领导那个一个那个集选区。
So they start talking about the policy or the upcoming programs for every ministry.
他们开始提到那个 他们所带领的那个部门的那些啊方针。
But I think what we need to do is, besides analyzing these national policies, maybe we should analyze our own internal policies.
我们应该自己也分析一下我们自己的里面的那个啊方针。
Maybe that is the way you can now examine your so-called next 5 years.
或者这是你可以检讨一下你未来五年。
Let's look at your Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
看看你自己的那个外交部。
That is your relationship with other people.
这是你和别人的关系。
Is it always a materialistic exchange?
是啊，是属于那个物质上的呢？
Or is it, you know,about interdependence and really, you know, mutually life-giving.
还是那个啊，互相帮忙的那种关系。
Think about your Ministry of Education.
想想你自己的教育部。
As an adult, maybe there are no more exams.
啊，对大人、成人来说已经没有考试了。
But what is your Ministry of Education?
啊，你的教育部是什么？
What do you read?
你每天看的东西是什么？
How do you, you know, make yourself grow?
你如何让自己成长？
Do you read the Bible?
你有读圣经吗？
Look at your internal affairs.
看你的
or home affairs.
看你自己的内政部。
Or your Ministry of Finance.
或者是财政部。
Or health.
卫生部。
And so on. Think about it. How do you live?
想想看你如何的去活出你的生命。
I say all this because now we have freedom.
我会这样说呢，是因为我们现在已经有了那个自由。
And sometimes freedom can be scary, can be very dangerous.
啊，这个自由可能会啊，有时候会相当的危险。
But actually, this freedom is in union with Christ.
其实这个自由是和基督结合的。
And I believe that therefore, no matter what age we are.
不管我们是在我们生命里什么阶段
，We have here from P6 to the elderly，
从小六到年长的
，I believe we can have always a new beginning, a new life。
我相信我们任何时候都可以有一个新的生命。
And therefore be dead to the sin, to sin, in the past。
以前你的罪已经死了。
And cherish this new life that you have to live well once again with God.
好好珍惜你和上帝所要一起结合的那个新的生命。
And in Jesus Christ,
在基督里
we have a new beginning.
我们有一个新的开始。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you because.In the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, through our faith in this life, in Jesus Christ, we are now dead to the law, but alive in Jesus. Lord, we want to put our life, our years ahead, our hopes and dreams into you. Give us strength through the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I think there is a